Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it. Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line that'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loose, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warning from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam, back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch Magic, wisdom in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold, for the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life, and I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Okay, and I'm back. I don't know what is going on today. Have no idea whatsoever. I just got kicked off of my own show. It just kicked out of the studio, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? So there I am trying to actually set this off, rush it off to do a 12:30, at least a half-hour show. I have no idea what's going on. So this is actually like a part two, I'm trying to get this going today. So, yeah, a little bit crazy, but, you know, trying to hold it as best as I can on here. So, yeah, that type of day. And it's Sunday. Can I go back to bed? I just want to go back to bed. Let's see. I'm just checking out things on here, making sure that it's all set. It looks like the studio's fine. Let me see if I can go and check out to see if I'm live on the air. So I'm going to check that out right now. Turn my volume on. What is this? Really? Exactly, no. Let's see what's going on with this. If it's playing a commercial. What is this? Okay, can people even hear me? Okay, let's see. To make sure this is all in here correctly. Make sure everything's fine. Okay, what is going on? Let me see. Let me load this again because I want to make sure that you know, people are hearing me. I don't know what's going on. Let me bring this up and see what's going on. Okay, I hope this like goes straight to the radio show because I'm live on the air. And I know that my mic, I know that people can hear me. I'm pretty sure that they can. Let's see. I wonder if I should call into my own show. I wonder if I can actually do that just to test this. Is that quite possible? Can I call into my own show? No, I can't even do that. Can I? Let's see if I can test this right now. Oh, shoot. Let's see. Nope. Don't know if I can do that. Let's see. No, I can't do that. I can't call out, I don't think. Oh, okay. Nope, I don't think I can do that. I wonder if I can call my own telephone. Let's see. What if I can call my own telephone? Do this. This is working. Okay, I did check this out. Let's find out what's going on here. Maybe I got to take the... Let's see. Maybe I need to take the headphone thing off and just check this out because it doesn't sound like anything's coming in. I don't have that. Okay, let's try this. Okay, let's see if this is working. Okay, it doesn't even sound like I am on air, but... Okay, let's try to relaunch this. Nothing is coming on. I don't hear anything. It doesn't sound like there's anything coming. Wow. I don't even think it's broadcasting at all. This is not, let's see. Trying to bring this up. I'm not hearing myself. Let me see if this is... The volume is up all the way. Let's see. I'm testing. Okay. Okay, now I'm plugging in the headset. Let's see if this is going to work. Okay, so it is working now. Sounds like it's going to work. It sounds like it's working. It sounds like it's fixed now. All right, I guess I can go back to being a good host on a Blog Talk Radio. I'm just listening to myself live on the air. Okay. Okay, now it's all set. Now I can go back and back check everything out. It looks like everything's running fine. So that's always a plus. So I can get out of that. I can get out of that. I can get out of that. And I can get out of that. And I can get out of that. Okay. All right. So let's see. Why is my computer going to run a care system? I'm going to close that window. I'm closing all these windows to make sure, in fact, everything is running smoothly. The headset is plugged in, and I checked that live on the air. So if it sounds like I'm talking to myself on the radio show, it's because I'm testing it live on the air. And it was just funny that, you know, I just got kicked out of my own show. Really strange. I mean, Blog Talk Radio sometimes does this. So... And once again, am launching the chat, resetting everything. Okay. All right. It does look like everything is a go. Welcome to Ninja Sunday. Okay, now where did I leave off? Okay, all right. Now I'm back on the air, so I'm going to be reading on my hub pages. Okay, bring this up here. I didn't have any scheduled guests today, but bringing this up, let's see. Okay, I'm pulling up my hub pages and I'm going to read. Okay, going to read. Let's see. Where is the promotion button? Okay. All right, here it is. Be reading live on the air now from my featured hub pages live on the air. So I'm actually going to do that, type in this, type that, just doing some promotion on my page here. Okay, I'm going to pin that, do this, do that. On all my social media pages, I'm actually pinning, or whatever you would say, on all my social. Okay, all right, I've got this up. Okay, all right, it looks like everything is a go. Focus, focus, focus. Okay, just closing some other things here. Alrighty. Okay, this is one of the things that I wrote, and it's featured on my page on Hub Pages. Never lower your standards and never ever settle for less than you're worth. Never lower your standards. When you settle, what you get is beneath you. In this world, none of us are perfect. I'm always the first one to say, I am imperfectly perfect. We all have our flaws. We have made mistakes, but remember your past. Bad mistakes are just learning experiences. And if you do have a learning experience, just to remember never to do it again. I learned never to settle, and it has brought grand happiness into my life. I had once settled, and it was the biggest mistake in my life. No woman should ever have to settle for what her self-worth is. Wait, before you make the biggest mistake of your life, well, you do learn from your mistakes, I know, I repeat. But you know something? There's a big, huge world out, and life is about discovering yourself. Follow your path. You know what your path is. It is etched into your heart and soul. There's nothing written, but you know you must follow your path. If you don't follow your path, you will regret it for the rest of your life. You just have to take the bull by the horns and hang on to one hell of a ride. I can't tell you how to follow your path. It is just a feeling you get inside and try not to stray from it. Oh, I did a few times, but let me say, I basically have been staying on it for so many years now. I learned not to settle. And you know what happened? I was able to find the most brilliant people who have helped push me. That is indeed a gift from God. Let me mention one thing. I will not push what I believe in my heart about my beliefs about God, and I won't condemn someone if they believe in something different than myself. Too bad many people weren't more open-minded and kind-hearted to think like this. If you really think about it, if God is supposed to create all living things, do you think God really want any of us to sit and point fingers at one another and tell people they are bad because they are different than we are? The answer is no. Basically, we should learn to coexist somehow, but we could all learn from each other, and maybe that would even help to expand our path and to grow with each other. I know not a lot of people will think like I am, but my mind was opened up so long ago, and I continue to educate myself with people who have the knowledge to pass on to me, and then in return, I can pass it on to others also. Sometimes you learn through people, and not just in schools. You learn through life and real love. You can find people that are real and not fake, and believe me, you find those people that are good, your life will become golden too. Let's see. I want to play a little music too. Here's All My Time by Kevin Jay Sean. And he actually had called in on my last show because my brother, Crosby Tandem, I was actually doing a fundraiser, and Kevin actually called in. So this is one of his songs, and be on the lookout because he will be playing some very inspirational music. He's been in the studio, so here's one of his songs by Kevin Tejon.
time you hit the floor.
It's all good in the hood, cause you know we about to blow.
Now, girl, know that I got your back.
Anything that's left, yo, that's wicked, wicked whack. Cause you're the one for me, the star on my team. The girl that I'm looking for, the only one for me, and that's
word.
Looking all upset, that was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant hard on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh.
Time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were.
Music for my cue. That was If I Could Fly by Tony J. I'm trying to find some other music to play here. I was playing All My Time by Kevin Tajay, Catapus and Jay City, Feel, Laz and Cat, and that was If I Could Fly. And now I'm going to play Unbreakable by Kodiak featuring Laura Lee, and I'll be back.
I'm unbreakable, can't break what's broken. Gonna shoot the stars, the sunroof's open. Let it shine on me, let
can't
it rain on
down.
Broken. I'm on my
yeah.
way, you hear the sound.
Can't stop my vibe, I'm on that new shit. Wanna rule the world, gonna run out through shit. If you ain't on my team, nigga, get out my phone. You ain't feeling me, now's the time to get out of my home.
Happy to be here.
said. And they say that I can't, and they say that I'll crack. Throw the lights in too much on the mountaintop. Well, you lived in the dark for so long, I'm just tan. I look better with a glow. I'm unbreakable.
And I'm trying to figure out, yep. I'm trying to get into here. It looks like, you know, trying to do the best I can every day on the show. And I will be getting guests on the show here. And thank you for the love and support of, you know, hanging in there with the Shelly Nunchuk Show. And I wanted to see what it actually, having some technical difficulties here with the show, so I'm trying to hang in as best as I can. I'm going to play a song by Jay Giannone, Inspiration. I'm just trying to see how much, got a few minutes going on here. So for today, since I've had some technical difficulties and it's set up where I'm not too sure if this is going to shut off because I had to do a part two today, and I just want to make sure that the show is not going to shut off. So let me see. I want to play one more song, and I'm trying to check here because I had set the show for a certain time. It looks like I'm still on the air because it actually kicked me out after like 15 minutes. It was 15, 20 minutes on my show today. So it does, I think I still got time. Let's see. And I did actually, pulling this up. I wanted to read something else from my hub pages. That's what I wanted to do. I already read that one. I wanted to read, going to my profile, my hub pages, I wanted to read just stuff that I've written. Not saying I'm a prize-winning novelist. No. I'm just saying this is stuff that, you know, I'm reading today. Let's see. Posting. Okay. Reading from my hub pages. Okay. Reading stuff that is featured. Reading, why isn't it let me type here? Reading from my writings, from my featured hub page. Let's see. Here. And I'm posting this all to my social media accounts, all my accounts. That's what I'm actually doing. I don't think you guys can hear any of the typing going on. But that's actually what I'm doing. Hi, Jackie. You're welcome to Couple in the Bin and Go. Come here. Come here, Jackie. Good girl. Hello. Come on. Come on, Jackie. Okay. The next thing I wanted to read, let's see. Going back to my page, if it posted, you want to come on my lap? Come on. You can come on my lap. That's fine. Come on, lay down. All right. Be good. All right, you too. You guys don't see this, but Rocky Balboa is laying beside me, and Jackie Chan Kitty is getting up on my lap. Come on, sit. Sit, sit, sit. Be a good girl. You cannot get out and sit. Come on, get comfortable. Don't eat my leg. Ow, your claws. Come on. Sit, 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 sit. All right, I love you. I love both of you. Yes. Okay. All right, get comfortable. Mama's trying to do something here. Hey, cat. Okay. Way to go. Ow, 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 ow. Yay. Ow! She's kneading me with her little claws. All right, I know that means that you love me and you think I'm a mama kitty. All right, all right, all right. Everybody else settle now? Good, 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 good. They're right beside me. Good kitties, good kitties. Okay, something I want to read. My freedom in my life may make some unhappy, but I don't regret anything. I love my freedom. The day she let go of things that were weighing her down was the day she began to shine the brightest. I'm a free spirit. Either admire me from the ground or fly with me, but don't ever try to cage me. Feeling good about my life, it is because I value life and freedom. People live with regrets and say they wish I never did what I did in the past. Why? If you solely had the free will to do things in the past, does that not teach you right from wrong? My life may be a little bit different than a lot of people, but there are a few things I have obtained by wanting and willing to accept peace, real love, and freedom. I don't live in the modern-day jail in which most people will be bound to a house mortgage payment. They will have to struggle until almost their dying day and will never be able to enjoy the freedom to breathe easy because of this struggle. Most people can't enjoy life and retire at 65. Oh, sorry. Most people can't. Most people, that's what it says. It says, this is what I'm writing. I'm saying, I'm trying to pronounce it, can't. Most people can't enjoy life and retire at 65 anymore and are able to enjoy the ending days of their lives and have to keep working. Some people do work because they enjoy the work they do. But most everyone I have come across in the past honestly cannot stand their jobs in which it keeps them away from their families to make the money where they spend more time getting sick while at a place that makes them more and more miserable. How is that in existence? Yes, of course, you have to pay rent and bills, but how much is your health at risk if you have to worry where the money is going to come from? How many people that go to jobs that make them sick have to visit doctor's office so much and get a lot more colds and strained muscles or have to get a lot of checkups because of being in places they're not happy at or not at all happy with the people around them that make them miserable? I speak of my life and how things have come about in my own life. I seriously do not want to go back and ever change anything. I live with no regrets at all because I wouldn't have become as happy as I am today right now, right at this moment. I wouldn't be able to look out into the world and see real beauty and things that truly go in this world if I was too busy to make sure that I go to a job that makes me sick and only brings sickness, which would age me a lot faster and help me step one foot faster in the grave. I do call myself more of a free spirit. I look at myself and realize I'm truly more blessed than a lot of people in today's society. I may have a little bit less, but do know that when I talk of my happiness, when I go to a gym or a fitness center, to the mountains or to the oceans, that some people are not happy with my way of living because some people will be forever stuck in unhappiness and misery and never get out. I'm thankful that I was saved and been waking up for a while now being thankful for my life. Truly, my life is taking a turning point in which I want to move to the West Coast, to California, and be in warmth. Yes, I know, like any place, you need to support yourself, but I'm learning of better jobs and better careers where I will not have to live in misery like most people. I think with age, you are granted more wisdom. My eyes are wide open. I mean, take, for example, and this may not be for everyone, but how many women cannot exist without a man? They say they can, but they jump from one man to the next or have to be in some sort of relationship to validate as a human being. Some women cannot function fully unless they are indeed locked at the hip of a man because either that is all they know or maybe society just keeps programming each generation to have to be with a man. I think I'm glad I can take a step back to further myself to see how much value I really am worth because I don't think being in a relationship with someone I should have to sleep my way to the top and nearly spread my legs just to have a future by being with a man. Some women have their sights on having it all, or meaning their all, but at the same time they're discovering their inner being, the roots of their heart and soul, and they can fully give themselves to another without really taking from another partner and find true love that way. Women that can step back do see their worth and sometimes end up in a better relationships, which actually bloomed from a little seed of deep, passionate little spark, which grew into a big flame that started a fire and bloomed into a great ocean of passion that they find that one person doesn't have to complete them because they're already a whole person. When taking a step back, whether man or woman, and looking deep within ourselves and seeing what we truly are and what we truly are about, we can see that we are indeed worth taking the time to get to know ourselves and breathe a lot easier. I've seen more people, well, basically I've asked the heavens more and more to show me more healthy relationships with men and women, and the heavens have. These couples are healthy examples because they grow with each other. The bond expands with the true love connection without each one using each other to get ahead. These are the type of couples more people should be writing about, because each of these couples become great examples of no toxicity and more positivity. Again, I feel lucky and know that each day is a true blessing, and I can't say I am thankful enough to have the freedoms to breathe and not have to deal with the things most people have to deal with. I also think because the way I'm living and taking a step back, my health has improved so much over the years. I think everything does start with inner yourself in your inner core. Of course, if you don't have health, then nothing is going to matter anyway. You could be a very rich person, but once again, you don't have health, then nothing else is going to matter. So this is stuff that I've actually have written on my hub pages. And let's see, what else? Another thing I wanted to read. What else did I want to read on here? What one did I want to read? What else did I want to read from my hub pages? I'm just pulling up my page right now. Okay. I'm bringing up. Okay. Where is this? Posting. Okay. Let's see. Why won't it let me copy and paste? Okay, I'm trying to copy and paste something here. Okay, I see why. I'm trying to copy this. And post this. Okay, posting here. And I'm just posting it all on my social media pages here. I got a song stuck in my head. Okay, one more thing to post. Okay, posted that up. Avoid negative energy vampires and look for positive angels. Your inner core depends upon it. Radiate with positive angels. Avoid negative people, for they are the greatest destroyers of self-confidence and self-esteem. Surround yourself with people who bring out the best in you. Your inner core depends upon it. If you seem to feel sick around certain people all the time, it could be a warning sign. Most likely, they might be negative energy vampires. I've learned about this in my own personal life experiences. I've learned to get away from the bad negative energy vampires that feed off of good energy, and usually those people are very envious of those that do have clean good energy that radiates from themselves within. If you feel much more relaxed when away from certain people, that means something. People don't know how to get away from those negative sucking vampires, but if they do realize, the best thing to do is to get far away from them as possible. Sometimes a person can hide what they truly are, but still give off a sick energy that what around other people will make these people sick around them. The best defense is to focus on your inner core and start recognizing signs. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I could go into so much more, but this is just the tip of something that I wrote. Does it seem like no matter what you do, those people will not be happy with anything Does it seem like no matter what you do, those people will not be happy with anything good you do in your life? Do people only seem to like anything you do, but you feel like those smiles are really just fake smiles and people just pretending? Do people seem to try and be just too nice around only to be another way when behind your back? Those are just the tiny things that can be touched on. But once you start picking up more and more on those things for your own sake, run away from people like that. And if you have articles or anything that's connected with the person or persons that are energy-sucking negative vampires, burn those things or throw them away. Never ever keep an article of clothing or a piece of jewelry that was once in your life. Get rid of those things. You may think that there were good times in your life with negative-sucking energy vampires. I want to keep something that reminds you of good times. But what does that do when you simply don't want any reminders of a person or people that you don't want to be associated in your life? Cleanse yourself and don't let your spirit be burdened by the things from the past. Absorb good, golden, positive, glowing light. Keep asking the universe to attract good, positive, influential people who will help you grow, become more positive, help you move on with your life. If people are dragging you down for any reason, don't accept those things and don't accept things about you. It isn't you, because you're just being yourself. More likely, it is the person or people you were once associated with because of insecurities they have within themselves. This is no skin off your nose. Once you start to cleanse yourself, your health will improve. I'm living proof because this is exactly what happened for me. And so I continue to look for more and more influential people who will help me grow more. I don't like to feel stifled in any way, shape, or form. There's a huge world out there, and some people will never see that and will be stuck in that one place. It is their own misery. They will never, ever be happy with themselves, so they will never be happy about anybody else's lives, so they have the need to put others down. And they think they feel good, but it is an ongoing battle that they are dealing with, so much stuck negative energy that they become socially constipated with hate, and it consumes them because that's all they will ever know about. I'm glad I don't have to live my life like that and can keep growing more. I'm thankful to get up every day and keep learning and growing. I'm thankful that I get to sit and have talks with people who are successful and help others by reaching out their hand and help others to bring them up another level in their lives. I have a lot of gratitude in my life today because I've seen the light. As corny as that may have sound, I seriously have seen the light and will keep following that light, in which I know as long as I follow that light, it just stays in front of me. I can't explain in words the light, but it is like a feeling and a desire to want to keep alive more and more as I get older. Maybe they're right. They say wisdom comes with age, and I don't know, maybe slowly I'm gaining a little bit of wisdom more and more as time goes on. I don't want to stop my growth and learning how to grow and keep going. Maybe in a way someday I will give back and extend my hand and help others to see that positive, radiant light that can follow and help them to stay on track. While I do know that I have been enlightened more and more, and this is something that I want to keep letting it grow and glow inside of my heart and soul, who knows where my life will end up in the future. I do know that I am indeed happy and more fulfilled in my life today than I have been in many years. I guess, like I said, as we get older, there's more wisdom we do attain, and whether it is from getting it from experience of sitting with other people who have the life experience more than us, or whether it is because we just learn, whatever it may be, it has to be that special glowing feeling that feels good inside that will keep us growing. Thanks to get up each and every day. I'm sorry, this is what I actually wrote. Thankful to get up each and every day. Like they say, each day is a new present, and I intend to open one just like a little kid does on Christmas Day. Gosh, I think I need some water. Okay, let's see. What do I want to play now? Okay, I think the show right here, what I want to do, I don't even know the time it's set. I think I have like 7 minutes left because there were some technical difficulties, And once again, I set this up, and I don't know if the show's going to shut down, I think, within 7 minutes because there was some technical difficulty. So I wanted to do as much as I could today, and I don't want the show to shut down on me purposely. So I'm going to end on a good note, and I will be getting guests for my show. And everybody that's been, you know, helping out with the Shaolin Unchuck show, thank you very much. And once again, I'm going to end the show with what I did as a with sacrifice back for y'all. And everyone, have a good day.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack fit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, yes, the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could have kicked a habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Worm from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious systems, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One goof, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam, back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, wisdom in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold, for the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life, and I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.